What is the fruit of your life? Kind of an odd question. What fruit? What? Where does this come from? Well, obviously it comes from the gospel where our Lord uses this analogy of where he says, I am the vine, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. This fruit that he's talking about is really the result of how we live our lives. It's something that we can look back upon and see what was important in our lives and what is the result of what we did in our lives. You know, it's very much like the analogy of a vine or a fruit tree. You know, we have a nice apple tree out here. It's doing really well. Last few years, it's produced a lot of apples. That tree will never produce a pumpkin. That tree will never produce a watermelon. But it will produce lots of apples. And of course, we need to prune it up so that it can produce more apples. It can continue to be healthy and produce more fruit. When we look back at our lives and we look at our fruit, we can see what's the most clearly important to us. What are those things that we have focused our lives on? Because those things that we focused our lives on are what will produce fruit. They will produce the results of our lives. So what is our fruit? Is it material? You know, there are many that the fruit of their lives is that they have a comfortable material life. They have the things that they need, maybe not everything they want. They might have had some rough times in their life. There might have been patches where they didn't have everything that they need, or at least have everything they need in an abundance. You know, scrimping from paycheck to paycheck and so on. But, you know, maybe the fruit of their life is that they were able to invest wisely and had a good retirement so that once they hit that age of retirement, they could enjoy the 20, 30, 40 years they had left in their lives. Maybe your fruit is relational. It's your relationships. You've nurtured great relationships within your families. You've nurtured great relationships in the communities you've lived, in the places you've lived. You've had friends from all over the world or whatever it might be. But you've developed this relational fruit. And of course, what is your spiritual fruit? And this is what our Lord is focusing on. What is the fruit of your spiritual life? This is what our Lord wants us to focus on. This is what our Lord tells us is important for us to keep in mind. So the question is, what is the fruit of our spiritual life? Is this fruit of our spiritual life boldness? Are we bold in the spiritual life? Has our spiritual life developed to that point that we can be like St. Paul? St. Paul's life is fascinating. He was definitely a very bold person. First, he was studying to be a Pharisee. He was studying to be a religious leader in Judaism. And he became zealous. He became on fire for God. So on fire that he sought to stamp out these Christian people. Those people that follow that Jesus. That were perverting what God had revealed through the Mosaic Law. They were perverting that religion that he held so dear. And he was so zealous that he even sought to stamp it out by killing them. But then the tables turned. And instead of being bold for stamping out Christianity, he became bold for proclaiming the gospel of Christ. He had that miraculous conversion. And all of a sudden now he was going around proclaiming the gospel. It tells us in the gospel today, or in the first reading, that he spoke out boldly in the name of the Lord. And he spoke out so boldly that the Hellenists, who were Jews from Greek-speaking lands, these Jews wanted to kill him. They, all of a sudden now, he's the one that needs to be stamped out because he's spreading this false, they thought, false message. Do we have that much boldness? Do we have that much of a spiritual fruit that we are willing to go out and proclaim our faith publicly here in Malta? That we are willing to go out onto the street, go out into our families, go out to our friends, talk to people about what we believe and why. Do we have that boldness? Or do we do like most of us do, where we really don't talk about it? We keep quiet. We don't really respond at Mass. How many of you are willing to be bold enough to loudly proclaim the Nicene Creed here in just a couple of minutes? I'm not even talking about going out into the street corners. Just here in church, respond with joy and with volume. How many of you are willing to do that? Or are you just going to sit in the pews? I believe in one God, the Father Almighty. We all do that. But a fruit of our spiritual life, if we are growing and nurturing it, if it is important to us, is to be bold. Another fruit is to love our neighbor, is to follow the commandment of our Lord and to love our neighbor. So how many of you have a spiritual fruit that leads you to love our neighbor? St. John said in the second reading, "Let us love not in word or speech, but in deed or truth." To truly have boldness in our spiritual life, to truly live our spiritual life, means we are going to act in our spiritual life. That we are going to go out of ourselves and not just focus on us. This love that St. John is talking about, he tells us, shows itself in our lives by following Jesus' two great commandments. As he phrases them, believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he commanded us. If we have a living, growing, healthy spiritual life, we will see that we will go out. We will not stay in ourselves, stay in our parish. We will go out, and we will go out with boldness. We will even be willing to sacrifice ourselves and what we desire if it comes to that. That's what it should look like. Our Lord shows us that. And then the important question, will the fruit of your spiritual life be salvation? Will the fruit of your spiritual life be salvation? We need to remember that. That's what all this is about. We've forgotten that. The reason why we have a Catholic Church, the reason why we have the Diocese of Great Falls Billings, the reason why we have St. Mary's Parish, the reason why we follow our Lord is for salvation. We forget that. We get so caught up in our day-to-day lives that we forget what all this is about. It's about getting ourselves to heaven and to bringing as many people with us as we can. You know, we need to be reaching out. And it's not about being a good person. You can be a good person and not make it to heaven. And you can be someone that maybe isn't considered a good person and you might get to heaven. There's a phrase that I heard years ago, and it's so true. If we make it to heaven, we will be surprised by who's there, and we will be surprised by who's not. I don't know about you, but I want to be the person that everybody's surprised is there. Because that means I'm there. You know, and hopefully everybody else will be with me. If our spiritual life is not producing fruit, it will be cut off just as surely as we need to cut off branches from this tree out here. Just as surely, we will lose our salvation if we do not allow our spiritual life to bear this fruit. To bear this fruit of boldness, to bear this fruit of loving our neighbor. Now be warned, our Lord tells us, if our spiritual life does bear fruit, we will be pruned during this life so that we will produce more fruit. Our Lord is warning us that to follow him is not the easy path. To follow Jesus puts demands on us that will make our lives more difficult, not easier. If we look at what the Christian life is calling us to do and say, that's too difficult, that's the path we need to follow. Because there will be difficulty. One of the greatest errors, I would argue, in Christianity today is this idea that Christianity leads to the easy life. That it leads to things being simple. That we will have good health and wealth and all these things. That's not the case. Not even remotely close. There will be difficulty in following our Lord. There will be pain and suffering and sacrifice. And if we don't feel that, if we do not feel pain and suffering and sacrifice in our lives for being a Christian, you might want to be looking at your spiritual life really closely. I'm not going to say you're doing it wrong, but I am going to say you might be starting wanting to question yourself really closely. But there's an upside, big one. If we have a healthy spiritual life, it will also lead to God's joy, peace, and His grace. It will lead us and strengthen us to be even bolder in living our faith, to be even bolder in loving our neighbor. It will give us what we need to persevere because of the ultimate benefit, salvation, eternal life in heaven, where we will never again have to worry about pain and suffering and sacrifice, but we'll have joy and peace beyond anything we can imagine here on earth. So again, what is your spiritual fruit?